Bill Hendrick.
I got to tell you something. This whole anti-Muhammad film thing always strikes me. You know, it always gets me pissed off because, you know, I saw firsthand the reaction of the media in America to the Muhammad cartoons. It was really a disgrace. It was a disgraceful thing to, you know, do I think it's cool to, let's forget about Muhammad. When I see people mocking Jesus, what does that do to me? Well, how do I feel about that? Am I a really religious guy? No. I mean, I'm not. Do I go to? I was raised Catholic, and I was, and that was the religion that I was brought up in, Roman Catholicism, and we went to Mass. And throughout my life, I automatically went to a sort of prayer thing, I guess, because that's how I was trained. I would think of God. Did it hang me up? Not really. I mean, was I all ashamed because I believed in God? No. I mean, did it mess with my freedom of thought? Did I still have sex with girls outside of marriage? Did I do crazy things? Yes, 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 yes. All of it, yes. And did I feel guilty? Well, yeah, I felt guilty, but not necessarily in the eyes of God. I felt guilty sometimes about the people I screwed over, or maybe what I did to my own body, or maybe what I did to my own sense of what's right and wrong, you know? I mean, and I do have a sense of what's right and wrong. Is it based on God? Not anymore, because I realized that the way the human race came about, the way the human race found its way to morality is from its experience, you know? Oh, that works. Not having people kill, that works. Well, what do you mean? It means if we have a law that says nobody kills, that means no one's running around killing. You know, see what I'm saying? When Muhammad came down, or not Muhammad, when Moses came down with the Ten Commandments, I believe it was him saying, here's what we've learned. Don't kill. Don't covet. You know, right? Yeah, that's pretty good. It works good. All of this stuff is based upon man's experience with what works and what doesn't work. I know it's probably blasphemous to say it because people will say, that's wrong, Phil. That was the word of God. That's what we're taught. Okay, fine. You can believe what you want to believe. However, keep this in mind. What I'm saying comes from the mouth of a guy that is fine with the concept of God and, in fact, believes in a law, universal law. I do. You may think that what I'm saying is misinterpreting it. Whatever. I don't care. And if you get angry at me for making an earnest attempt at understanding the world around me, then there's something really messed up about you, and I suggest big, big doses of drugs and hospitalization, okay? I don't feel guilty at all. I don't mock religion. I mock the institutions. So now we come to Phil Hendry, and let's talk about Jesus. Forget about Muhammad for a moment. Does it piss me off when I see people making these garish, outlandish, outrageous, satirical, representations, shall we say, references to Jesus? Yeah, sometimes it does. Sometimes I see it as like way over the top, not necessary, been there, done that, already seen it. I'm a child of the 60s in a lot of ways, although I'm a younger member of that generation. But I remember when art really was, quote, telling it like it is, in the words of Howard Cosell, and there wasn't anything that you didn't see, you know. Virgin Mary being, pictured as a slut and a whore. Jesus being pictured as a drug user. I mean, all kinds of stuff. But that's America. That's my country. And while there's freedom to practice that religion, there's freedom to comment on it. So I'm all right. Because if there's one thing I know about my country, it was based in law. It was not started to honor religion. It was started to honor the law. That's the best thing about this country. Law is everything. Religion takes a back seat. Whether you don't believe that or not, I don't care whether you believe it or not, because somebody somewhere, somehow is going to sit you down and explain it to you. Or if there are people that want to go this route, there are the religious, you know, zealots who want to go out with guns blazing because they think this is God's kingdom, blah, 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 blah. They always run afoul of the law. They run afoul of, wait a second, now we have a law here that says, what's my religion? Your religion doesn't give you the right to deny a child medical aid. You understand that? That's my child. I'll do what I want. No, you won't. Not in this country, you won't. But it's freedom, my freedom, not your freedom to kill a kid because of your religion. No, I thought we had religious freedom. You don't have religious freedom when it comes to torturing or sacrificing animals. You don't have religious freedom when it comes to giving children drugs or and there are religions that propose that, or having sex with children, or having or not allowing a child. And the reason why I'm bringing up children, it's obvious, not because I want to use them to manipulate your feelings, because they are have to be protected if they're around adults that don't have any good sense. If they're around adults that are endangering them in the name of religion, they got somebody's got to step in and say, wait a second. You know.
Yeah, what about a lady spanking her kid at a supermarket and stuff?
Yeah. A lady spanking her kid in a supermarket? What's that got to do with religion?
Well, you talk about like abusing a kid.
Somebody's beating their kid and it looks overboard. I mean, it's up to the city. It's up to the individual who sees it. But, you know, if it looks like she's really wailing on this kid, I mean, to the point where there's injury, yeah, you should step in. You better believe it. Yes. Just because somebody had a kid, just because, hi, I gave birth to this kid. Do you understand that there are people that do that every day that use those children for sex? They use those children, they beat on them. They pass them around to their friends. They use them as veritable domestic slaves and so. Being a mother or a father doesn't give you a right to much of anything other than it gives you the right to do what you ought to do anyway, which is to take care of that child, feed them, clothe them, and make sure that they're safe. And if you've got any decency, try to give them some guidance as to how to make it into this world. Beyond that, that's not even a right. That's your responsibility. I don't know. When you talk about rights, what do you mean rights?
Well, the rights to elect through the kid.
What rights to the kid? If you're a parent, tell me, what rights do you have? I want to know. Yeah, this is a very interesting. Rights to do what?
You can decide where the kid goes to school.
Okay, you can decide where the kid goes to school. Maybe you can decide what the kid wears. Maybe you can decide what the kid eats for dinner. But I don't know what kind of right that is. You can decide what kind of religion you want to teach the child. But I'll tell you this much. When the kid turns 18 and the kid says, thanks very much for the religious tutelage, Mom and Dad, but you can take it and stick it because I don't believe in God. What do you think of that? You better just be prepared to suck on that one because there isn't anything you can do about it. I heard somebody say once that if you've done your job as a parent, that child leaves and never has to return. I didn't say they never return. They return to see you, to be your friend, to love you, but they don't have to come back to the nest. They don't get injured out there and have to return if you've done your job.
I don't know, man. That made a lot of people sound like, you know, they're on a bad job, you know.
Like who?
What about my aunt?
What about your aunt? You've got cousins. Are they all living at home?
I don't know. My cousin ML's jacked up. You know.
The guy that's jacked up is you, man.
Yeah, you're still sleeping on the couch there. Wait a minute, man. I pay my room and board and everything. You can't say I'm all jacked up on account of that. How dare you say that?
Get Mavis on the line.
No, man. Don't get Mavis. Come on, man. That's not fair.
No, I'm going to get her on the phone and I'm going to ask her. Your aunt, you're telling me that she what? She messed up?
I'm saying that's what you're saying about my aunt.
No, I'm not saying that about your aunt. I'm saying that if you've done a good job, then the kids go out and they don't have to come home because they know how to deal in the world. They know how to get by in the world, okay? Hey, Mavis. Mavis?
Yeah, I heard what Robert said. I want to tell you something, Robert, okay?
Did you hear our conversation?
Yes, I did. I want to tell you something. Are you there, Robert?
Yeah, I'm out here.
All right. ML, I love my boy. All right, you know I love ML. You know that.
Yeah, I know you treat him good, too.
All right. Mr. Henry is not saying anything bad. He's simply saying this. ML is a good boy. He works very, very hard. And I think someday he's going to make a lot of himself. All right? But he goes out of the house. I think he's a brilliant man, too, Mr. Henry, my son ML, you know.
You say brilliant?
I do think he's brilliant.
You talk about him being brilliant. Ha, ha, ha. That's the dumbest thing I ever heard.
Let me just say something right now. You got to hold your tongue because I got stories I could tell on you. And
oh, you don't tell a story on me. And
Hold on. My son ML, what Robert's referring to, my son ML, he'll go out of the house at least once a day. Not once a day. He come out of the house probably twice a week with no pants on. He has on his shoes. He has on his sock. He has on a bun hugger. Is that what you call it? Robert.
Yeah, put on his briefs, yeah. And he don't have no pants.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not. And, wait a minute. Well, your son...
Oh, let me tell a story, you dumbass. Because you know something? Every time you start running your mouth, you know...
I'm just trying to tell Mr. Henry what has happened.
I'm going to tell. My son, ML, has a scholarship to MIT. Did you tell Mr. Henry that?
No, well, no. MIT?
Oh, yeah. He is brilliant, Mr. Henry. He has a scholarship to MIT. He did not want to take advantage of it the first year because he wanted to stay and make sure that his mother is all right, me. That's the kind of wonderful son I have.
Oh, that's very, very kind.
Yeah, I think he's afraid of leaving his mama, you know.
Would you do me a favor and please stick something in your mouth, even if it violates God's law? Yes, you heard me right. Stick something in your mouth, even if it violates the law of God.
All right. Hey, wait a second. You're talking...
All right. So he's... When does he go to MIT?
Well, he's supposed to start next fall. He's going to stay here. But he is a brilliant young man. He has worked on different engineering, what you call schematic, you know, for a company here in Los Angeles while he is getting ready to go. But he is so brilliant, and he is his head in the clouds, you know?
Yeah, I'll tell you, his head's in the clouds. His head ought to be down around where his butt is, because it's not covered up with a pant, you know?
Yeah, the guy could be brilliant, but...
excuse me, Porky? Is that Porky Pig?
My name isn't Porky Pig. I'm Bud Dickman.
Oh, that's right. Well, I'll tell you what, Bud. Pug. I mean, Porky. I mean, Bud. I just want...
You know, that's not fair. And
it is fair if you're talking about my son, ML, have to go out of the house with his head down around his bun. He's got to have his head down around. The only two idiots that have their head down around their butt is you. The two of you. So
I just want to be clear here, Mavis.
Yeah, my name is Mavis, not ML. Wow.
Woo! I told you.
I'm sorry, Phil. Go ahead.
All right. I'm tired. All right. Look. So ML's going to MIT. He leaves the house twice a week.
Minimum.
Without any pants on.
That's correct. And that's what Robert making a big thing out of. And that's what everybody want to make a big thing out of, my son ML. He is a very brilliant man, but he gets to thinking about things so much that he'll walk out the house wearing wingtips, dress socks, bun huggers, a dress shirt, a sports jacket, a tie, cufflinks, everything, but no pants.
No slacks.
Yeah, the bottom half of the suit's gone.
All right, somehow Jay's background...
I'm over at Jay Santos now. I'm borrowing, you know, a cigarette.
Okay, well,
shouldn't smoke, honey.
And there's a whole lot I shouldn't do. Like, I shouldn't throw your ass out, but maybe I will. Then again, I shouldn't let you live here, but then maybe I will. See?
Same thing.
No, it's not the same thing.
All right, thank you very much, Mavis. We'll be right back. We got to take a break. We are running late, bud. Why don't you tell me?
Because I want to find out about ML. Why not have a pant on?
Pants, pants, not pant. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show leaves the house without
Truth
pants.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
You call a guy like that smart? I don't. But...
You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Anyway, I'm looking at this article as I started out. I don't know how the hell we got sidetracked. I guess we were talking about your mom, huh?
No, I'm talking about my aunt.
Oh, you're talking about your aunt, yeah. And that really, whatever. So we found out that she raises her kids good. We were talking about religious training of children. That was it. And it all is getting back to this so-called anti-Muhammad movie. And I get it about people being angry when their religion's attacked. I do. I understand. In America especially, in America where, frankly, we're educated in the ways of free speech and in the ways of free expression, we're taught from a very early age that because someone expresses an odious idea, it is their right, and the idea itself will speak for itself. If it's one that works and makes sense and is logical and is and draws people, then you can't... There's nothing you can do to fight it. if it's an idea that is truly an odious thing and one that people are repelled by, then it does its own work that way. So we should never be afraid. We should never be afraid of ideas, but we certainly have the right, as the Supreme Court itself has said, we certainly have the right to regulate speech where it's being said. For instance, fire in a crowded theater, that was the famous test of free speech in the Supreme Court. Can you yell fire in a crowded theater? That is an endangering act that can put people at risk. Now, the arguments being made here by this author of this article that the U.S. military has said to people like this guy Jones in Florida, this pastor who was going to set fire to the Quran and is now endorsing this anti-Muhammad movie, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Martin Dempsey, called Jones on Wednesday to ask him to stop promoting the film. Clearly the military, and I'm quoting the article, clearly the military considers the film a serious threat to national security. If the military takes it seriously, there should be consequences for putting American lives at risk. Now, that's all well and good. However, what the author of this article does not even begin to take into consideration are the actions every day of normal Americans opposing war, for instance, that may put lives at risk. So what this woman is asking for, this author, Althea Butler, is a kind of regulated speech in wartime that most anti-war activists have fought tooth and nail for generations, which is, I have the right to protest this war. I have the right, in fact, to my speech, regardless of the consequences to American soldiers. That's been the argument during wartime. I got the right to say what I want to say. This guy Jones is coming at it from a different angle, but nonetheless it's the same. He's saying, well, I think these people, these Mohammedans, these Islamists, these fascist Islamists, or maybe he just thinks Muslims suck, and he wants to say that Muslims suck, and I hate them. And a guy comes to him and says, would you please not do that? It's endangering American lives. Well, that's too bad. Now, I don't know that he said that, but that has, in the past, that has been said by people who have something to say about either America's enemies or America itself in its fighting of the war. Don't say that. You're endangering American lives. He would very easily say back, you can't regulate my speech just because we're at war. And this Butler, this woman who wrote this article, who is a associate professor of religious studies at the University of Pennsylvania, is endorsing the military, in this case, regulating speech. Now, I don't like these guys. I don't like this guy, Terry Jones. I think he's a bigot. I don't like him at all. I don't like anybody that's stupid when it comes to religion. And I've had a lot of friends of mine talking about Islam. And I say friends, these are professional friends of mine who have sent around emails talking about Islam being a gutter religion, a dirty religion. They're talking about Islam the way a lot of neo-Nazis talk about Judaism, a gutter religion, a dirty religion, so on and so forth. No difference. No difference the way they're talking about Islam than the rest. However, here's where I am not digging what this person is saying. When the First Amendment right to free expression is important, while she says it is important, it's also important to remember that other countries and cultures do not have to understand or respect our right. And then she followed, my condolences and prayers go out to the families of the U.S. Embassy employees killed in Libya. That's a very, very cynical and weak way to end that article. Because essentially what she's saying is this. The First Amendment right to free expression does not extend to other countries. They don't have to respect that. That means they get to kill us. Is that what you're saying? No, Mr. Henry, I can hear her now. No, Mr. Henry, I didn't say that. Well, what are you saying? What are you saying? You're saying, watch what I say, right? Yes, in the borders of my own country, watch what I say. Because I might piss off some guy in Libya who will murder my ambassador. So watch what I say. And it's the same thing that happened with the Muhammad cartoons. The entire information and communications and entertainment infrastructure of the United States is saying to me, watch your tongue. You don't want to get people killed. You might as well be living in a totalitarian police state where they say the exact same thing. Watch what you say. You're going to get people in trouble. You're going to get yourself in trouble. I mean, that's cowardice. Plain and simple, you know?
Buddy, you're getting all heavy for, man.
Yeah, there you go again.
What do you mean, well?
Yeah, getting all heavy, talking about heavy stuff. Nobody cares.
What do you mean nobody cares?
Nobody cares, man. They don't even understand what you're saying. You're talking all this stuff, no one even understands what you're saying, man.
I just made it very clear to them.
No, nobody understands what you're saying.
Phil,
the stuff you're saying, nobody understands.
Yeah, you like the time?
What are you doing?
I got a head start on typing the show log. You know, I know you guys do it, but I want it to, get a little faster.
You're doing a show log?
Yes, we have a show log, folks, for our website, philhenryshow.com. After the show, you can go to our website and you can see the show log and you can see what the hell it was that we talked about on the show. And like that. And then, of course, our every show is delivered to your, if you're a member of our Backstage Pass family. Every show that we do is a podcast that is delivered directly to your device, if you'll pardon the expression, device.
Yeah. That does sound kind of weird.
No, it doesn't. I'm just joking. God.
Well, why'd you say that, then?
I'm joking, man. I'm joking, okay? It isn't weird. Only in your minds. Anyway, it is delivered to your device, and then you'll be able to hear it. So get your Backstage Pass. Get it now. Also tomorrow, episode 42 of the free Phil Henry podcast. And that's available at philhenryshow.com as well. Hit the podcast banner or at iTunes. If you want to go over to iTunes, you can dig it over there. What else is happening here, man?
Well, you're talking about how Muslims and everything like that.
I ain't got nothing more to say about Muslims, okay? I'm done. I'm finished. I ain't got nothing more to say about any of that jazz. It pisses me off. You know, these people, man, you don't see when you talk about, wow, you're endangering the military. It's the same people who don't get me wrong. I mean, I understand, I agree, don't endanger the military. But why don't you have that same attitude, let's say, when there's a Republican in the White House? You afraid of endangering the military then? Not much. I mean, there's people who are, like, doing everything to degrade and endanger the military. But what I'm saying is there's a certain school of thought, liberal school of thought, that today is suddenly very pro-military. But when a Republican was in the White House, you cats were out trying to shut down the Marine Corps recruiting office up in Berkeley, among other things. As soon as the war in Iraq started, we heard baby killer bull. All this freaking Vietnam stuff started coming up by these blog writers who, oh, God, the most obvious and simple-minded bastards in the world, who didn't get their fair share of the anti-Vietnam party, so they wanted to get it going again, and they start, forget it, man. I'm going down the same road, you know.
Yeah, it's the same thing you did, man. And people got to be all pissed off at you and all that stuff like that.
Who the hell's that?
David.
What do you want?
What do I want? Oh, man, listen. Well, you want me to hang up?
What do you want?
I called up to say what Bud had just said to you, that's all. And
which is what? That I'm going down the same road?
You're going down your political anti... You know, people get... They don't like it. They want you to just keep doing funny. Oh, God, man. Coming, jumping down my throat.
Well, you know something, David? I'm getting tired sometimes of you calling up. I put you on the air as a courtesy.
I understand that. And I'm grateful. I'm very grateful. There are times, though, that I have to be heard because I'm out there... Doing battle.
You're doing battle doing what?
Doing battle doing what? I'm out there trying to get advertisers and affiliates.
Oh, is that what you're doing? I wondered, man, because the only time I ever hear from you is when you got a bitch about something. I don't know what you're doing, man. I ain't making any more money.
Well, I'm sorry. It's a tough economy.
Oh, it's a tough economy, yeah.
Oh, you're going to start giving me your dad's speech?
That's right. It's a tough economy, huh? Yeah, it's tough all over, man. You know, the only thing I've ever bitched about, really and truly, is you guys not getting out there and pitching and making some money for this show.
I'm trying, okay?
It ain't good enough. I'll tell you what, if I really had the juice, I'd fire your ass. I'd fire everybody. I'd start all over again.
Well, get you, man. You got no problem putting a guy out the street.
I got no problem putting a guy in the street. I don't care what the economy is if he ain't getting the job done. I got no problem with that at all. Not at all. Especially when they walk around like they're you-know-what doesn't smell.
Well, you know, Mr. Hendry, sir, I'm sorry that I, called, sir, and I...
Thank you.
Wow, man. You hanging up on him like that?
Yeah, that's exactly what I did. That's exactly what I did. And he's right. You know what? He's right. You guys are right. He didn't have to give me a speech. I don't want to go down that political road, you know?
Yeah, it's death, man.
It's dead. You know, it's just, I hate it. I hate doing it. I hate it. Because I sound like every other stupid bastard that has a talk show talking about the liberals this and the conservatives that. Whatever, man. You know what? I don't care. Go ahead. Do whatever you want to do. But I will, I do reserve the right to get up in the morning and hawk a really fat green loogie right off of the balcony of my house as the parade goes by onto the head of some of these people, okay?
Oh, man. Dad, you didn't just say that, did you?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. As the parade goes by, I'm going to walk out just...
Ow, man!
I didn't even really spit, bud.
Oh.
God!
Oh, I freaked you out, man.
I'm telling you, I do. And I will. I guess, you know, you got to be able to express yourself somehow. I mean, I guess I'm going to be, you know, going down that juvenile road. So anyway, this is one of the longest promos for the log, the show log on our homepage. But that's what we do. So check out our show log on our homepage at philhenryshow.com as soon as you get off the, as soon as I get off the air or as soon as you get off. Now then.
Wow.
All right. What the hell is this, man? 7 hours ago, Octomom's porn money got her a house.
Yeah, see that? I just seen that, and I thought I'd probably, Xerox it off.
Yeah, thanks, bud. Let me just look at this thing. Octomom is, as you know, one of the more unbelievably revolting people, and I'm not really sure why. I know that she's had a lot of babies, and I think it's because of just this, there's a sort of a slime that goes along with her. I don't know what it is, man. And, of course, this, you know, we don't dig it when someone has, like, 9,000 kids and, oh, you mean I got to feed it? Yeah, well, how do I do that? Money? Well, I'm not so sure that I have the money. Well, then why do you have all these kids again? I love kids. I love being a mom. Right, so we're back to square one? Right. Octomom's porn money got her a house. TMZ reports after multiple rejections from landlords, Octomom and her 14 kids have finally secured a new place to live, and TMZ has learned she's paying for her new digs with porn power. Sources tell us Nadia Suleiman's new hatchery is located in Palmdale, California, and according to the listing, it features 5 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms, 3-car garage, and a massive 14,000-square-foot backyard where she can pasture her children. God, this is kind of a cruel thing, isn't it?
What?
Pasture her children?
Well, they're talking about like the farm creatures.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what they're referring to, bud. I just think it's rather insulting. Anyway, the entire place is only running her $21.50 a month. Gotta love backcountry California. Well, first of all, well, I'll finish reading this. California, we're told Octomom dropped 8 months' rent in advance to secure the place, plus a giant deposit, and most of the cash came from her solo blankety-blank-blank-blank video. Wow, really? She's got one of those, huh?
Yeah, want to order?
Yeah, here's my credit. Oh, we're on the air. Hi, that's terrible. That's terrible.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Now, the only problem that I may have, and I don't have the problem yet, but I could have the problem, is this story an old story? I guess not. Okay. Is this a story that goes back in time? Is this a story from, you know, the, what's the date on this story, man? Because I'm really going to cry if it's an old one. I think it's new. It was posted today, the 12th of September. 8/25, so it's from the 25th. All right, it's a couple of weeks. But the... she's been rejected. 8/25 was the story of her being rejected by all of these homes. But the fact that she had done a solo blankety-blank...
Well, man, you say solo, everybody got to pretty much know what it is you talk about.
Well, let them then go ahead and know, okay? Because I ain't going to say the word. No way.
What, masturbation?
What did I just get... Ben?
What? What did I do? What did you do? I just told you, don't say the word, you idiot.
God, man, you know something, bud? You're so dumb. Some days I feel like I need to kill you to save you from yourself. That's how dumb you are.
Hey, what'd I do?
I told you I didn't want to say the word, didn't I? You know, one of these days, man, I'm going to put you in a bag. I'm going to weight it down with cement blocks. I'm going to throw it in a river, and I'm going to turn around, and you'll be standing there right behind me.
How am I going to be able to do that?
I don't know, but you're dumb enough to be able to do it. I said I didn't want to say the word, and there you are.
Well, is it okay if I say it now?
No, it's not. We said it. There it is. Octomom is persona non grata in the world. Look, for those of you, look, the woman's got a $2,100 a month house. She went out, she got a job, she earned money, and she, so what's the beef, huh?
Yeah, but the way she done it, it is immoral.
Oh, well, goodness gracious. People said to her, go get a job, didn't they? They said to her, go on out there and start kicking some ass, right? You know, you got all these kids, let's get some money.
Yeah, you was just saying it.
That's exactly what I was saying. So she did, and she did it in an entirely legal way, and she did it probably the only way she knew how. I don't know what the hell else is she going to do, man. Has this woman got a degree in anything? Is she a, what is she?
I think she does, yes, indeed, she does have a degree.
Yeah. What degree has she got?
What is it? I think it's in engineering.
Engineering?
Yeah.
And where did you get that information?
Well, it's in the news and anything.
Yeah. What are you saying yeah for, Robert?
Well, I don't know, but that's what he told me. I believe it is. Yeah, I believe it's in chemical, or not chemical, structural engineering.
What kind of horse dung are you feeding me, man?
I don't know, but just, why can't it be?
I'm going to hurt somebody real bad, man. I'm going to hurt someone real bad, God, unless you, you know.
All right, you want me to leave?
I'm going to hurt you bad if you don't. What are you doing sitting there going, yeah, for?
I was just thinking, man, it's probably possible. I'm just saying possible that she has a degree in structural engineering.
This solo mom, this octomom, huh?
You just called her solo mom.
All right, you know what? We ought to call her solo mom. We're going to start calling her Nadia Solo Mom in honor of her solo video, and don't say it. And I say that if she's made money that way, it's legal, she's taken care of the kids. Let me say something, folks, and I say this with the greatest respect. Palmdale ain't exactly what you call upper crust, okay? Palmdale is in northern L.A. County. It's on the edge of the desert. Yes, there's an awful lot of home building that's gone on up there. A lot of homes were built, and a lot of homes probably sit empty as the result of this most recent unfortunate turn of events, economy-wise. But there's a lot of homes that are up there on the very edges of the L.A. suburban sprawl. And no doubt they are big and beautiful and marvelous houses. They're probably not in any kind of Bobby Dooley-style gated community. They're probably in some, you know, there's probably a whole lot of road dust, man, if you know what I'm saying. And so she went out. She got herself a house. She's got it big enough for the kids. They got five bedrooms. Boom, 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 boom. What the hell do you want, you know?
No, I ain't saying nothing, man.
Oh, you guys, well, he was weighing in. What do you want?
Can I come back?
Yeah, sit down. She's got a degree in chemical engineering.
I said maybe.
Yeah, based on what we don't know. We're told Octo's agent, now here it is, the first TMZ reported Octo needs a new house to stash her 14-kid brood because her old house is being foreclosed, which means she owned it. Now she's renting. Sources close to Octo tell us she recently found a house in Orange County to rent for $2,700. The owner rejected her application outright, even though she sweetened the pot and offered to pay 7 months' rent up front. We're told Octo's agent asked why the homeowners weren't down with Octo occupying their crib, and their real estate agent replied, she says, you people at TMZ are just too cool for the room. It's just so great reading your news, and I'm so excited to read your news because it's hip and cool, and it uses all the modern lingo and everything like that there. The only problem is, man, actually reading it so people understand it, you know, I really want to get some information, it ain't too good. So would you mind taking your news, TMZ, rewriting it, and then stuffing it with three fingers right back up you-know-where? Thank you. We'll be right back. World-famous Phil Hendry Show here and philhendryshow.com.
Woo-hoo! Truth is our bitch.
Good and plenty.
The Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, use three fingers to park it.
Camera one working. For those of you who are BSP backstage passers, you can see our camera one is working. And Elaine was here, and we had a problem. We have three cameras here in the studio. One is the one that I just showed you. One is a shot from behind me where you can actually see the broadcast setup. You see our computers. You see our a little bit of our TriCaster computer. You see a little bit of the TV monitors overhead. You see a whole lot of my bald head. And you see Buddy Bear's Packer helmet.
Yeah, Buddy Bear is still sitting back there.
Yeah, well, Buddy likes it there. But Buddy also wants to sit down here. But Ted, he don't dig that, you know.
Yeah, Ted the Bear wants to sit down here.
Ted the Bear wants to sit here. And Ted makes the big closing appearance during the national anthem as well. All right. So, and then, of course, we have our straight-on shot here from the El Pacifico. Behind me is the surf. Reminder that tomorrow drops episode 42 of the Free Phil Henry podcast. This is a free, it's a free clip from our archives of what we consider to be the greatest radio show ever. And you can enjoy that, the Free Phil Henry podcast. And we will be starting very soon as well a free Milwaukee Lion podcast that will feature either highlights or full games from the archives going way back to the old days there of the Milwaukee Lions with Jack I. Gagner and Brett Morrison. So that's going to be available very shortly. Get a backstage pass at philhenryshow.com and enjoy life maybe for the very first time. All right, enough about Octomom. Are we all done with that bullcrap?
Yeah, that's pretty sick, man.
Yeah, it is very sickening. Although I will say again, if the woman is earning money for her kids, give it a rest, okay? At TMZ, try this. This is an idea for entertainment reporters. A little less trying to fit in with the very people that you report on. You know, they're never going to have any real respect for you. They think you're a scum-sucking vultures. And so talking about, hey, you know, Octomom's pasture and all of that jazz, I don't know. I don't know if anyone really, you know, wants to know you. That's number one. Number two, if I were you, I would also be a little less judgmental on the whole Nadia solo mom thing. She went out, she got herself a job, you know, it's a job, and she did the do and the funky chicken too, man. So back the hell off!
Funky chicken, hey! Shut up, man. That's funny.
Shut up. Hey. I don't like it when he does that. Bud, you know that you're trying to taunt him. Aren't you?
Shut up, man.
I'm going to come over and belt you.
I didn't do anything wrong.
Then don't do that.
Ow! That hurt.
Yeah, and it's going to hurt worse. All night long tonight. What is it with you, man? I'm going to wind up killing you, and I'll be really sad when I do.
Yeah, I'll feel bad too, but not that bad. I'll feel bad when you die, but not that bad neither.
Okay, you guys done? In other news, a look at Americans killed in the attack on the Benghazi consulate. Ambassador Chris Stevens and three other Americans were killed during an attack on the Benghazi consulate in Libya on Tuesday. A look at the victims. Chris Stevens was a career diplomat. Apparently, he was very popular among gamers. Who were the aficionados and the devotees of a certain video game. Mr. Stevens spoke Arabic and French and had served two tours in Libya, including running the office in Benghazi during the revolt against Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. He also brokered tribal disputes and conducted U.S. You know, I hope that the people that killed this man know who and what they killed. And all of this stuff about the movie and the anti, this is America, we have free speech here, you know, stick it up your you-know-what. That's what I say. Oh, really, Mr. Henry, do you want to endanger people? Here's what I would like to see you people talking about. I'd like to see you stand up for the institutions in this country a little more than you do. That's what I'd like to see. I'd like to see you not pick and choose who's in the White House before you, you know.
Talking politics again, ma'am.
Oh. Anyway, Chris Stevens, the career diplomat, spoke Arabic and French. There's a young man, very talented guy. And I say young man, he was 52. But to me, you know.
Well, that he's not that much younger.
Well, okay, so thank you, bud.
You're just older.
I'm going to... Anyway, he brokered tribal disputes, conducted U.S. outreach efforts in Jerusalem, Cairo, Damascus, and Riyadh. Stevens is survived by his parents and his sister, Anne. He is the sixth U.S. ambassador to be killed on duty. Sean Smith, an Air Force veteran who worked as an information management specialist for the State Department for 10 years in posts including Brussels, Baghdad, and Pretoria. He's survived by his wife, Heather, and two children, Samantha and Nathan. The other two have yet to be identified by the State Department. God bless our great country. And, you know, before you start talking about, oh, let's restrict our speech here and there and everything, let's start talking about defending free speech and asking ourselves, when's the world going to start to catch up? What's wrong with that? What's wrong with the world catching up? If the world is a place that I should respect and that I should consider to be a very valuable place that is worthy of equality with America in every way, shape, and form, then I'm going to expect a little something from them, too. Not acting like the animals that they've been acting like. You know, we put our lives on the line for that country. Ah, forget it. Phil Hendry Show. We'll see you tonight. Let that be a lesson to you. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Henry.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
Phil
great.
Hendry.
Ah, forget it.